Hi, I'm... Wait... What the fuck are you doing here? Well, I'm sorry I sound rude. I didn't expect to see you. Wait, you live here? Really? Jesus fucking Christ, I can't believe this. Yeah, I'm Susan's friend. The one who had no place to go on Christmas. And you and your new girlfriend are the really nice couple who will let me come over? Fucking perfect. This is my fault. I didn't want Susan to give you my name in case you turned out to be some weirdos, but,
Hey, hon. Who's this?
Oh, hi. You must be his new girlfriend. I'm...
Wait. I've seen pictures of her. Isn't this your ex? Why are you here on Christmas of all days?
I'm the friend of a friend. I didn't plan on being here. Well, not like here.
Oh my god, so you're Susan's friend?
Yes, look, it might be better off if I just leave. I never meant to cause trouble. I just figured I had no place to go this year and Susan said her friend was really nice and...
No, wait. That's... Look, I'm sorry. We really got off to a bad start here. I think we can be more mature than this, right? Look, hon, if you're not bothered by her being here, then I'm not. No one should be alone on a holiday if they don't want to be. And she brought wine and dessert, too.
Really? Only if you're sure it's okay. I mean, it isn't like we ended on bad terms or anything. I was just surprised to find you entering the door. Like, for a second, I thought you were stalking me. I know that's ridiculous, but...
Of course. That's totally understandable. We were just about ready to bring the food out. Hun, will you help me in the kitchen?
I see the wine opener. I'll pour some wine for us and, sit down.
Great idea. So this is your infamous ex, huh? She seems nice enough, I guess. I know you must have had your reasons for breaking up with her, but she doesn't seem resentful. She's looking at you like the one that got away. Is there anything you want to tell me? I mean, are you sure it's an accident that she's here? I mean, if you invited her, that would be weird, but I'd want you to tell me the truth. Fine. I know you're not a liar, but I don't know if she is. She gives off some very sexually open vibes. Oh, and she's hot too. You left that out of your descriptions of her. No, don't be ridiculous. What would I have to be jealous about? I'm just, well... I guess you wouldn't really talk about her at all, and I didn't want to know. It doesn't matter. It's just dinner, and even if things are a little uncomfortable, I'm sure we can all get through it. All right, I can do this. Let's just go out there and have a nice meal, okay? Okay, I hope you like turkey.
I love it, and everything looks delicious. Thank you for having me over. It really means a lot to me.
Of course. Any friend of his is a friend of mine, after all.
I really love your place, by the way. Everything has a really relaxed classic look, and the paintings are lovely.
Thank you. I painted some of them myself.
Really? Wow.
It's a pastime.
Impressive.
I heard you were an artist, too.
Well, I mean, I'm just a dancer, you know?
No, that definitely counts. You've got the figure for it.
Thank you. I really like your outfit. It's really, festive.
So, I remember my boyfriend telling me that you worked at a club of some kind. Do you still work there?
You can call it the strip joint, but no, I quit a few months ago.
Really?
It kind of was becoming a bad scene. A lot of the girls there had started selling drugs and doing sex work on the side, and there were way more creeps there than when I started.
So, to be clear, you're saying that you weren't selling yourself? You were just a stripper?
Excuse me?
I mean, I wouldn't blame you. You look good. You do have kind of a budget appeal to you. I bet you could work a lot of clients in for one night.
Wow. So first you call me a whore, and then you call me cheap.
I never said.
I know what you said. And if I have to guess, based on your attitude, you're a lot less pure than you'd have either of us believe.
What?
Nothing talks louder than insecurity, and you're practically screaming. So, what's your secret exactly? Were you a streetwalker? Or maybe you just had a particularly slutty college experience? Oh, I know. You had an affair with a married man who was much older than you and...
Look, I'm sorry I brought it up. I just can't help wondering things now that you're here and comparing notes, as it were. Let's just try and get through this.
Fine.
So, hon, which one of us is better at sucking your cock?
Oh my fucking god, are you really going there?
I think it's a fair question. Oh, now you don't want to say anything, hun. I thought you told me I looked like an angel when I had you in my mouth.
Oh my fucking god, he said the same thing to me.
Wow. Is everything you've said to me just a line?
Shit, no. I mean, he's not like that. If you live with him, you know, he's not a liar. He's a good guy, just a little bit.
Quiet. But right now, I don't think that's good enough. Listen, hun, it's one thing to have your slutty ex over for dinner, but it's quite another to not stand up for your current girl.
Excuse me? Did you seriously just call me slutty again?
Well, if the shoe fits, lace that bitch up. Your dress is so short that if you bend the wrong way, we can tell the color of your underwear.
Slut shaming me for how I dress? Really? Wow, that's classy. You know what? You give off that good religious girl vibes, but you talk like a whore right off the corner.
How fucking dare you talk to me this way in my own house?
Well, if you're feeling jealous, you could always tell me to leave. Then your man would be safe from my evil wiles, and you wouldn't feel so threatened, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? You could go tell Susan that his new girlfriend is such a bitch, and that I couldn't even handle a little competition.
Is that what I am? Competition? I guess you must really be worried that I'm going to steal your man.
Enough. You talk a good game. But I wonder, can your ass keep up with your mouth?
Now things are getting interesting. You're not as insecure as I thought. What do you have in mind?
Well, you mentioned competition. So what if we had our own little contest? Right here. I mean, it's a little unorthodox, but it sure beats this juvenile argument.
Do you really mean what I think you mean? Do you?
I always mean what I say. We just have our own secret sexy little competition, and no one else ever needs to be the wiser.
And he gets to be the judge. Aren't you worried that he might want to be with me instead?
No, of course not. In fact, if you win, I'll go spend the night in a hotel, and you can sleep here with him.
Oh, such confidence. I like it. What are the rules?
We each suck him off, and after every minute or so, the other person gets their chance. Whoever makes him come first wins.
Wow, I have to admit that I'm generally just into having sex with one guy, but this is a hot idea.
Well then, it's settled. Looks like you're for dessert.
Don't look so upset. We used to talk about your fantasies. Wasn't one of them having two women compete over you? Well, looks like it's your lucky day.
That's true. He still talks about it. All right, so you can go first. Remember, mouths only.
Fine. I'll get him worked up for you. Maybe then you'll have a chance.
Oh, fuck you.
You wish. Now, just relax, baby, and slide your chair back. I'm going to give you a blowjob, just like old times.
Oh, come on, just get to it already.
Whatever. The buildup is part of the act itself. Babe, I missed your cock so much. Let me help you get that cock out, baby.
You really put your hand there? Come on. Is this amateur hour?
Oh, I see. You're suddenly a blowjob expert. I knew you were a slut.
I know how to please my man.
I don't know. He seems to be enjoying my slow style, drawing things out.
Maybe.
Just ignore her. Focus on how wonderful my tight little mouth feels. Think about all those good times we had.
Fuck. You are pretty good at this.
Think about all the times I help you relax after a tough day. Just like this.
Blowjobs aren't a cure-all.
Well, it sure did wonders for his stress.
I think you've had enough time. For the first run, anyway.
Fine. You must at least be taking care of his basic needs. If he was pent up, I've made him come by now.
Of course I do. No man of mine is going to be walking around horny when I can help it.
Well, get to it.
Shit. It's been a while since I've blown someone in front of an audience before.
Oh shit, I was right. You do have a secret history.
Fuck. Just forget about what I said, okay?
Oh my god, look at her style. That is practiced and perfected.
Ignore her. Just look me in the eyes like you always do, okay?
Oh. She didn't just do this with one guy or even like five. This is like professional grade cocksucking. Oh, fuck. I have a lot of respect for that. She just took your cock deep inside her throat.
Come on, babe. That usually makes you come hard. What's wrong?
He's probably worried about what you haven't told him, like when you were blowing guys for an audience.
Fuck. Fine. It was just like a phase. I did some work in a club downtown. I performed and took care of guys and...
A club? You mean like a brothel, right?
Yes. But it was a long time ago. I stopped and it's been years, babe. I don't want to go back there or anything. I love being with you.
Aww. Now, if you would just start telling the truth more often.
The truth is that I don't have any student debt, and my car is paid for.
Okay, well, that's actually very impressive.
But you gave me plenty of time, and I couldn't get him to come. Fuck. No, babe, of course I'm not mad at you. Honestly, I appreciate that you're holding out. I wouldn't want you to make this easy on me.
So, do we call this a tie or?
Or what?
Or do we get to do round two?
You mean our mouths didn't work, so...
Let's try our pussies!
Fine, I'm in. Oh hey, are you okay with this? I mean, this is different than a normal holiday, but you're still comfortable, right? We can stop if you want to.
Yeah, this is, unexpected for all of us.
Good. I'm glad. Just tell us to stop at any time, and we will. I mean, of course I want you to come inside or on me, but...
Or all over my tits, just like you used to. But I agree. You can stop us whenever.
Since you went first on Mal's, I get to go first now. House rules.
That's fine, but if you come before he does, then it's my turn. Hold out, baby.
Don't listen to her, hon. Just hold still, okay? I'm going to get on top. Oh, oh, oh. Mm. You feel so good. Oh, just hold still and let me do all the work, okay? Oh, oh.
She really loves her cock. I can tell. Oh. She's already shivering.
Feel my tits, baby. I know you love them. Take my shirt off.
Damn, she does look good when she gets those clothes off, doesn't she?
Thanks. I do kind of like fucking for an audience still, but I'm only into you, okay? Oh, I'm so lucky to have you in my life.
This is getting kind of emotional.
I always get emotional when I fuck my man. Oh. I've never felt this way about anyone else, and I always want him to know it.
Aww, that's so cute. Oh. I'm gonna feel bad about making your man come in me. A little bit, probably.
Good luck with that. I can feel him getting close. Fuck, that's it. Oh, thrust up inside of me.
Well, you're getting close anyway.
Shut up. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh.
Aww. Are you gonna come before him? Maybe you'll get lucky and he'll come with you.
No. Fuck. Oh, not yet. Not yet. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, baby. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm gonna go a little faster. Oh. Oh, God, yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh. Oh. Still didn't come. Fuck.
No use crying over unspilled cum. Now, move. I need his cock.
Oh, fine.
Let me just get on top of you, baby. Fuck. It's been a while, baby. But I missed your cock so fucking much. That's it, baby. Oh, fuck.
Damn, she's in good shape, isn't she? Is this how she kept you for that long?
I was a good girlfriend. Oh, fuck yes. Grab my hips and move up and down. Just how you want.
I've gotta admit that I love watching you two fuck. It makes me a little jealous, but mostly hot. That being said, I do want to win.
Hey, what are you doing? You can't...
Your turn ends when you come, right? Well, there's nothing in the rules against making that happen faster, so I'm just going to kiss you on your neck.
Oh, fuck.
And feel your lovely tits in my hands. And tweak your cute nips.
No fair.
All's fair in love and war. You look so hot.
Oh, fuck. I'm close, but guess who's turned on by the show?
No. Don't watch what I'm doing to her. Don't. Oh shit, don't come. Not before her.
Oh fuck, I feel him. It's too late. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. That's it. That's it, baby. Come inside me. Oh, that's so good. You do it so good inside me, baby.
Fuck. Well, I guess I brought that on myself.
Wow, fuck. I needed that, baby. No one makes me come like you do.
Ugh. I guess I better go pack a bag for tonight. A bet's a bet.
Well, the penalties were kind of severe, to be honest. I would never have asked you to leave. You did kind of invited me to your place for dinner, and I did get to come in your man's cock and feel his cum inside me. So, I think we're even, as long as we both get to stay tonight.
So, if I'm following you, you want to stay and sleep in our bed, with both of us still in it?
That sounds nice to me. You guys seem like a lovely couple, and I hate to get in between you, but I do regret breaking up with him. So maybe we could try a compromise?
What do you think, hon? Do you want to get between us?
That was a big yes.
Looks like you're back with your ex, and still with me. What a wonderful gift you got for your holiday. Come on, let's take a shower. It's big enough for three. Four if we find someone else.
Wow, you guys really did end up in a great apartment.
Come on, hon. The night's still early.